Thank you, children. So well done. Such meaningful words. Be a light and let it shine. Here we are in the month of November, year 2012, and how did we get here so quick? I don't know. First Sabbath of the month, and the first Sabbath of the month is traditionally our Thanksgiving potluck Sabbath. Interesting weekend and week to come. I think daylight saving time begins tomorrow. Isn't that right? And so set your clocks back an hour, fall back in the fall, and spring forward in the spring. And a good way to remember that. And Tuesday is a national election day. And you know what my prayers are? That the leaders that are elected will begin to work seriously on America's internal problems. Oh, how I long for that. And over on the East Coast, families and torn apart by the huge storm are trying to put their lives back together, aren't they? And here we are in the house of God with so much to be thankful for. Yeah. November is Thanksgiving month. Thanksgiving is Thursday, the 22nd of November. It's a national holiday. It's one that I feel really good about because it doesn't come with any ancient ritual God attachments to it. It's just a day that was chosen to be grateful to God. And what a marvelous thing that is. I think the first Thanksgiving, our Pilgrim Fathers called a feast for just one purpose, and that was to give thanks to one God for the provision of harvest that would sustain their families through the winter months. It was established for people to just stop and count their blessings and express thanksgiving to God for those blessings. And it's wonderful for us to do that in this early Thanksgiving potluck Sabbath. I started thinking about this message and was asked to do a Thanksgiving sermon. And I wondered, what are the most popular Thanksgiving songs? And so I researched that some, and I found that there are about as many lists as there are people who make lists. Because there are so many, hundreds and hundreds of beautiful songs that have been written to express our thanksgiving and our praise to the God who redeemed us from sin and gives us hope of eternal life. I wonder what might be your favorite Thanksgiving song. And there's going to be a point, just a little bit of time here in the message, where you might be able to add something to the message by sharing just the title of a song that might be your favorite or one of your favorite Thanksgiving songs. So think about that. But I found this list, the 10 best Thanksgiving songs. And I chose it out of dozens for a special reason that I'll share a little later. But the number one song on this list was the old song that says, "Come ye thankful people, come. Come ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storm begin. God our maker doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, and raise the song of harvest home." Then it turns from the harvest of food to the harvest of souls. And the last verse reads like this: "Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin, there forever purified, in thy presence to abide. Come with all thine angels, come, and raise the glorious harvest home." Beautiful song. The number two song was one I don't think I ever heard. It's called "The Beauty of the Earth." It has 8 verses. I'll read the first and the last. It says, "For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise." And the final verse reads like this: "For thyself, best gift divine, to the world so freely given, for that great, great love of thine, peace on earth and joy in heaven, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise." And the third one on this list was that old hymn that says, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings." Number three. And the fourth one was, I love to praise. "Holy Father, Holy One, Father of earth, create in me a clean heart, so I can come in spirit and truth to worship you. That's what I want to do. I love to praise. I love to lift thy name from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great, and I will bless you all my days because I love to praise." That was number four. And number five was an old chorus that is adapted to Thanksgiving that says, "If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands." Now listen to this. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands. If you're thankful and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands. Beautiful adaptation of that old chorus, isn't it? And number six was a life of praise. "I will love you, Lord, always. Not for just the things you've done for me. And I will praise you all my days. Not just for the change that you've made in me, but I'll praise you for you are holy, Lord. And I will lift up my hands, but you are worthy of so much more. For you're awesome, God of nations, Lion of Judah, Alpha Omega. You are worthy of all praises. More than these hands can raise, I'll live a life of praise. I'll live a life of praise." That was number six. And number seven was the Thanksgiving song. It says, "Grateful for each hand we hold gathered round this table. From far and near we travel home. Blessed that we are able. Grateful for this sheltered place, with light in every window saying, welcome, welcome, share the feast, come in from the storm, the sorrow." And number eight was these words: "We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we are winning. Thou, Lord, wast at our side. All glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou wilt still our defender be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free. That was number 8. And then number 9 was Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Precious Redeemer and Friend. Who would have thought that a lamb would rescue the souls of men? You're the one that we praise. You're the one we adore. You give healing and grace. Our hearts always hunger for. Our hearts always hunger for. And then I like number 10, because you know what number 10 was in this list. Number 10 in this list, recognizing, number 10 in this list, recognizing that everyone who makes a Thanksgiving list will make it different. Number 10 in this list said, you name one. Isn't that neat? You name one. So, who wants to name a Thanksgiving song as part of this message? Got just a couple moments. Anybody? Anybody have a Linda?
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Verna?
Praise ye the Lord the Almighty.
Praise ye the Lord the Almighty. Okay, anybody else? We're going to go quickly here. Somebody wants to add one?
Blessed
assurance, Jesus is mine. Wonderful. Anybody else, quickly? Pardon?
Redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Beautiful.
In his hands.
What was yours?
How great thou art, O Lord my God.
What? What a mighty God we serve. Isn't that a neat one? What a mighty God we serve. Okay. Wonderful. We could go on and on because the list is as long as this number of songs. And what a marvelous thing, the Thanksgiving songs. Our message today is measuring up to scriptural Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for Christians has got to be more than a holiday, and it's got to be more than a song. Thanksgiving for Christians has to become a lifestyle. It's got to become the person that we are. Thanksgiving for Christians got to be a lifestyle. It's got to become the person that we are. So my question this morning is, how's your life? How is my life? How is our lives, the person we are, the lifestyles we live, how is it measuring up to the scripture Thanksgiving that we are taught in the pages of this word? How is our lives measuring up? Or maybe this question: how many of you are even concerned about how your lifestyle is measuring up to the Word of God? In this case, scriptural Thanksgiving. How many of you are even concerned about that? How many of you want your lives to measure up? Measure up to the teachings of the Word of God, to the scriptures. spiritual teachings of thanksgiving to grow and to be more and more like Christ. How many of us even want to do that? Because if the church doesn't want to do that, might as well close the Bibles and go home. Because that's why we're here. Sometimes I'm afraid that we have lost sight of how important it is to measure up to things like scriptural thanksgiving. I'm afraid that sometimes our song is different than our practice. We sing the great thanksgiving songs, and then during the week, sometimes we're negative and irritable and gripey and complaining. No, see, that's somebody else. We sing the great songs of thanksgiving, and sometimes during the week, we're negative and irritable and gripey and complaining and whiny and hard to get along with. Snap at each other. How many of you would be willing to change something in your life so that your person and your lifestyle would more fully measure up to God's word, in this case, scriptural thanksgiving? Would you be willing to make the changes to change your life? Change your lifestyle? Change your habits? So that your life would more fully measure up to thanksgiving as it's taught in the book here? Don't we sing, "Change my heart, O God, and make it more like yours"? Isn't that what we sing? "Change my heart, O God, and make it like more like yours." So, are you willing to go with me this morning into some holy scriptures and become accountable to God to measure up your life to scriptural thanksgiving so that your lifestyle reflects the way God wants you to live? From the Holy Scriptures, looking at thanksgiving the way God wants us to live it, so that it becomes the person that we are. We only have time for just a few passages of Scripture this morning, and I want to share with you scriptural thanksgiving. First, out of the book of Romans, chapter 6, and Romans chapter 6 and verses 16 through 18. It means, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself a servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience to righteousness, but God be thanked that we were the servants of sin, but we have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you." And then we want verse 18 that says, "And being made free from sin, we became servants of righteousness." Oh, God be thanked. I was a sinner, and I've been saved by His grace. God be thanked. I had no hope. There was nothing eternal for me living in my sinfulness. But God be thanked, He sent Jesus into the world, and He died, and His blood flowed to cover my sin, that I might have eternal life. God be thanked. That ought to be the driving force that puts thankfulness in this heart of mine. That should be the motive. It ought to be the thing that I say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and so free. God be thanked. I was a sinner. I've been saved by the grace of God because of the blood of Jesus. God be thanked. My heart is full of thanks. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Remember, we're looking this morning for scriptural thanksgiving that God wants us to measure our life up to. And here's this passage. Look at the words. We're beginning to read in verse 19. It says, speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord, giving thanks always for the things unto God, always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. And when God says that, God is looking in this little circle right here. It's the church. This is the church. God's looking at these four walls where people gather. He's looking at the church. And he talks about the church being filled with thanksgiving so that our lives lift one another up. You know how often that Christians drag each other down instead of lift each other up? I love this. This is a church. This is the eye of God on the church. And the eye of the God on the church said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart, making melody in your heart unto the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, and submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Always building up, never tearing down. Always building up, never tearing down. You know how many times that Christians have torn relationships asunder. Always building up, never tearing down. Thankfulness that God has redeemed us from sin. And then in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 15 and 16. Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. Listen to this. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That's interesting, isn't it? Did you hear that? How many of you heard that? Does that mean on Sabbath morning only? By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. How do you suppose that God likes my sacrifice of grumpiness and complaining? That's me sometimes. How do you suppose God likes me when I'm grumpy and complaining and I bite people with words? How do you suppose God likes me when I lash out? We're supposed to be offering the sacrifice of praise continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. Oh, that we as a church could live that type of thanksgiving. I think it takes a life-changing experience at the feet of Jesus so that our lives measure up to scriptural thanksgiving as a lifestyle. And then I want you to look with me at the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7. Colossians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. I'm going to read these words very slowly. I want you to listen. Read these words very slowly. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Rooted, built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught. And then what does it say at the end of that verse? Abounding therein with thanksgiving. That's a lifestyle. That's who God wants us to be. It's a lifestyle. It needs to soak in to us. You know that no... I want you to listen to this. No one who lives a negative, nagging, complaining, griping, gossiping, lash out at you, judgmental lifestyle is walking in the Lord so that they're rooted and grounded and built up in Him. Because we're supposed to abound there with thanksgiving. I think God redeemed us for a better purpose than to be gripey and complainy and hard to get along with. God wants to have us to have a closeness with the Lord Jesus so that our hearts are so filled with peace and joy so that we're abounding therein with thanksgiving. Did you notice the word abounding? Say it to yourself. Abounding therein with thanksgiving, so that people can see the Christ of hope in the way that we live. Would you come closer to Jesus with me this morning? Let Him touch us and heal us and forgive us and fill us with the joy of thanksgiving. We have the best that life offers. We have the best. We have the very best that life offers. It's in us. And so would you come closer so that you are abounding with thanksgiving. Time is sometimes an enemy. But we got potluck over there, so I've been noted as a long-winded preacher, but I want to finish this one. It's coming up pretty quick. Are you with me? As we measure our lives up to scriptural thanksgiving, that the Christ of love and joy and peace reigns in our heart as the person we are in the Lord, so that people can see that we've got thanksgiving in our hearts. And so do the Psalms, quickly, for two verses. Psalm 26 and verses 6 through 8. Psalm 26 and verses 6 through 8. Look at these words with me. I will wash my hands in innocency. I will compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved thy habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. I like where he says, I will wash my hands in innocency. Clean hands so that we can publish with a voice of thanksgiving God's goodness. Clean hands. Clean hands and a pure heart. You know that God is in the business through the blood of Jesus of washing these hands and this heart so they have clean hands and a clean heart. And with clean hands and a clean heart, I can publish with a voice of thanksgiving the Lord's goodness. And then Psalm 69, verse 30. Psalm 69 and verse 30. As I read, I want you to look at those words. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the name of the Lord with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. You know that when our hearts are filled with thanksgiving, the Lord's name is magnified. There it goes. When our hearts are filled with thanksgiving, up goes the name of the Lord so that people can see it around us. You know what happens whenever we're disgruntled and dissatisfied and grumpy and complaining? Down goes the name of the Lord. You've got to say, where's the Lord? Where's the Lord? But when we raise his name in thanksgiving, his name is magnified. Oh, but in the church, in our lives, in the church, in our lives, may his name be magnified. You know why that's important? Because the Bible says that the name of Jesus, every knee ought to bow, and every tongue ought to confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And so let's raise the name of Jesus. Magnify his name with thanksgiving. When I'm grumpy, and when I'm complaining, when I lash out at you, when I gripe, the name of the Lord can't be seen. It's not visible in me when I'm grumpy and complaining and gripey. When I'm hard to get along with, no one can see the name of the Lord. But when I have thanksgiving in my heart, his name is magnified. Are you willing to come closer to the Lord with me? So that the joy of thanksgiving magnifies and illuminates the glorious name of the Lord Jesus. That's what living scriptural thanksgiving will do for us this morning. And so I want you to come with me to just one more passage of Holy Scripture. It's a passage that needs to have huge impact upon all of our lives. It's found in the book of Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12. I want you to look at it as it goes on the screen. Revelation 7 and verse 12. It affects the lifestyle we live, the person we are. This is the verse of Scripture that says, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Would you stand? Would you read that with me as I begin? And let it impact your life. The church is saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. And the church says, Amen. God wants thanksgiving to flow out of our hearts. The kids told us we ought to let our light shine. Let thanksgiving flow out of your heart. Thankful for the mercy and the grace and the love of God, redemption from sin, all those things. Would the praise team come forward and prepare to take your places? I want you to think about a few things with me this morning as they come. Just come right on up and stand at least near to your place. If I'm in the way, I'll get out in a minute. I want you to think about a few things with me this morning. I want you to just listen as we prepare to join them in song. Think about the greater joy and contentment each day would hold for us if this scriptural thanksgiving became our lifestyle. Think about it. Think about the problems that would be solved in relationships and the good feeling others would have when they're in our presence if we lived this scriptural thanksgiving. Think about how much greater would be our witness for Christ. Think about how much greater would be our witness for Christ if our own lives and in the church there was always this scriptural thanksgiving and joy of the Lord. Think about the greater joy, the greater joy and peace we would feel in our church family, in our worship times, and in our fellowship, if our hearts overflowed with this scriptural thanksgiving. Amen. Yes. Think about the greater joy that would be around the throne of God with the angel, with Jesus and the angels, if we as Christ Church were alive with thanksgiving. So that our lives always reflected and magnified the glory of the Lord's name. Saying, amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And I hope the church can say amen to that. Pray, our Heavenly Father, best. You've given us the greatest gift of all, and that is Christ Jesus. Our sins are forgiven. We have the joy of your presence. We have a Savior who loves us, our Redeemer. We have a wonderful church to worship together in. We have Christian brethren in fellowship. We have the bounty of good things to eat. We have friends, and we feel your joy, and so we are so blessed. May the continued day here, as we go from our time of worship to our Thanksgiving tables, and we share fellowship, may it be a day of joy and thanksgiving, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.